The disability community have voiced their concerns regarding a new support needs assessment tool to be rolled out in mid-2026 under the NDIS. The tool is called the Instrument for Classification and Assessment Support Needs, or ICANN, aimed to give participants more choice over how their assessment takes place, and will ensure a more consistent experience across the country, according to NDIS Minister Jenny McAllister. However, the tool's primary audience remains skeptical of its one-size-fits-all approach. Power Media's Emma Myers spoke with Minister McAllister to discuss all things NDIS support assessments, foundational supports, and thriving kids.
The purpose of introducing the new process for assessing people's support needs really arises from what we heard during the independent review into the NDIS. And what many people said through that review's work was that the existing process is uncertain, lacks transparency, and produces different outcomes for different people that don't always seem fair. And what that review recommended to us was that we introduce a process that is more focused on people's capacities, more predictable, and less dependent on the ability of the individual participant to obtain medical reports or advice. And so the new process is essentially built around a questionnaire that's been in use in other settings for a long time. It's an Australian-designed questionnaire, and we've partnered with the Centre for Disability Studies at Sydney University. We'll set up a conversation between the participant and the planner to establish support needs.
And what do you say to the criticisms against the length of time of the assessment? There's been concerns around the 3-hour block of the assessment period. What do you say to that? Because it's quite difficult for the average person to sit in a 3-hour meeting.
When I came into the portfolio, the disability community was asking for more time to work through implementation. We have deferred commencement of the new framework planning process until next year. That is specifically so we can work through these kinds of practical issues with the community. The conversation roughly is estimated to be a 3-hour conversation. I think we want to hear from people with disability, representative organisations, about how that will be best organised for them. I would emphasise that our purpose is really to make sure that the planning experience is a positive one for people and one that is focused on people's strengths. We think a conversational approach is the right way, and we're open to a discussion about the specifics of exactly how it's implemented.
And when will the government formally respond to the full list of recommendations made by the independent review into the NDIS, specifically regarding foundational support?
This is and was an incredibly important piece of work. The NDIS is more than 10 years old. Of course, we need to look at it and assess the extent to which it's meeting its policy objectives and meeting the needs of people with disability. The review heard from thousands of people. It was a really comprehensive listening exercise. I can tell you as minister that I consult it at least once a fortnight and probably more regularly. We are implementing many aspects of the recommendations. It's a very wide-ranging blueprint for change, and we're moving through it in a step-by-step way.
What about the intergovernmental issues regarding the scope and the cost-sharing arrangements of foundational supports? Are you coming to an agreement or an understanding that who will take on that role? What's happening in that space?
So back in 2023, the states and territories and the Commonwealth all agreed that we would work together on establishing foundational supports, and that we would start with the foundational supports that would be available for children. Minister Butler, a couple of months ago now, gave a significant speech at the press gallery, where he talked a bit about some of the levers that the Commonwealth could use to contribute to the supports that would be available for children. He talked a bit about some of the examples he provided that we would be willing to consider would be using the Medicare system, for example, to provide assistance to children and their families. Our goal is really to make sure that families with young children who are experiencing developmental challenges are able to access assistance in a timely way and in places that make sense to them.
NDIS Minister Jenny McAllister there, speaking with Power Media's Emma Myers.